מענג את השבת, נותנים לו נחלה בלי מצרים. It doesn't say כל המתענג בשבת. Anybody who enjoys himself on Shabbat. No. כל המענג את השבת. You make Shabbat enjoyable. You do it for Shabbat as opposed to doing it for the boich, then you don't get it as much sachar. The malach had to come tell Maran. He said, אל תאכל יותר מדי בשבת. He told him. Maran had a magid. He would tell him sitre Torah. He would tell him secrets. And איך להתנהג? He told him, you know, all sorts of interesting stuff. Magid Misharim.
Did he refuse
to have a chavrut with the Maran? That was the girl. Yeah. Maran took it. Yeah. Anyway.
The girl didn't want any help?
I don't know. I don't think Maran needed help. I think that, you know, if you have a malach coming to you, just take it. You know that? Okay, so.
Yeah. Take it.
Vadai. In a second. Yeah. Okay, let's go. Boker Tov Rabotai, Yom 50 Shabbat Kodesh, Leseder Behar Sinai. Today is 2 Be'iyar. We're starting the second ma'ama, the second sha'ar. Ahavat Hashem. Big stuff. Big, big, big. Tachlit kol ha-mitzvot. Katam mfaresh al ha-Rambam. So he writes over here, En adam yachol lehasig amitat ha-boreh ve-lo yuchal lada'at oto, אלא ממעשיו וברואיו. The only way to really chop or get a glimpse of הקדוש ברוך הוא is by looking at his, sorry, at his actions and his creations. כשיתבונן בהם ויכיר בהם גדולתו, looking at the world and looking at Hashem's creation, you chop who you're dealing with. You chop the greatness of הקדוש ברוך הוא. מיד תתאווה נפשו תאווה גדולה להידבק בו ותאהב אותו ותאהב אותו אהבה גדולה. You see that and you have this strong urge to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to love Him. כפי מה שתשיג מגדולתו תהיה אהבתו. The more you realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you have this yearning to love Him. ועל זה ציווה בתורה ואמר, ואהבת את אדוני אלוהיך וכו'. ולא ניתנו כל המצוות אלא כשנגיע בהם לזו המדרגה. All of the mitzvot of the Torah, they're meant for one purpose. Somebody asks, what's the point of the mitzvot? Very simple. What's the point of Torah and mitzvot? Very, very simple. What? To reach the highest level of Ahavat Hashem. To love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem gives us different kelim in order to love Him. Through the Torah, mitzvot, tefillah. That's all pathways to love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It sounds overly simple, but it's not. It's really, it's actually deep. Oh, Yom Zeh Yom Chamishi. It's, oh, we're back. Anyway. נכון? אוקיי. בקיצר, I can see you. Anytime you know something. היום, יום זה בשבת קודם, אני לא זוכר. Oh, you have to have color coding. You have to have color coding for the whole week. טוב, טוב. But, you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are Shabbat going out.
It's morning with the color shirt.
הבנתי. או, את הבלות. הבנתי. צער החורבן. Colored shirts are זכר לחורבן. טוב. He says, מה נעשה איתך? תגיד. It's okay, it's okay. I want you to walk into the house on this Shabbat with a black hat. Can you do that? זה יהיה בלגן גדול? באמת? אוקיי. כדכתיב, ובחרת בחיים, למען תחיה אתה וזרעיך. סטיק את הקדוש ברוך הוא, לאהבה את אדוני אלוהיך, ולשמוע בקולו, ולדבקה בו, כי הוא חייך ואורך ימיך. The Torah says מפורש, everything we have in life, choosing life, living, everything is what Hashem gives us life in order to be able to love Him. By the way, אהבת Hashem is a mitzvah תמידית, one of the six constant mitzvot that you don't need, that they are always applicable, you don't need any physical tools in order to be to do the mitzvah. You just feel it. מדברי הרב יש להבין, סז חמן ציון, שכל התרי"ג מצוות הם אמצעים לזכות לדרגה זו של אהבת השם. They're all means to reaching אהבת השם. והוא חידוש גדול, שעל ידו מצאנו יישוב לכמה מאמרי חז"ל. We can use this to answer seemingly question, you know, a bunch of questions that we have on some chazals. ראשית, מה שאמרו תרי"ג מצוות שנאמרו למשה, שעשה לוין כמניין ימות החמה, ורמח עשין כנגד דבריו של אדם. Yeah, the Gemara says מפורש, 365 מצוות לא תעשה correspond to the 365 days in the solar year. 248 מצוות עשה correspond to 248 limbs and organs in a person's body. ואמרו המקובלים שאדם שלא ישלים כל התרי"ג מצוות צריך לחזור בגלגול. You have to be מקיים all תרי"ג מצוות one way or another. In one lifetime or multiple lifetimes, you got to keep on coming back until you do it.
Right. I mean, like, let's say someone, let's say Yisrael, even if they're like the biggest Talmud Chacham, so let's say all the mitzvahs that only know get to Kohanim, to Kohen Gadol, they go back in Gilgul?
No, that's... והשאלה ידועה, הלא יש מצוות שאינן שייכות לכל אחד. אורגון ענייני כהונה וקורבנות, תלויות בארץ, זה... הוא יודע. He says, אך, לפי דברי המפרש, לא נאמרו אלו הדברים, רק למי שמקיים מצוות מתוך יראת העונש. When a person is מקיים מצוות because he's afraid of getting punished, then you're going to have to keep on being מתגלגל until you finish off all the מצוות. But when you're מקיים all the מצוות that you can, בדרך של אהבת הבורא, you're מקיים your תכלית. אבל מי שעושה אותם מאהבה ושמח בהם, כבר הגיע לתכלית כל התרי"ג מצוות. Right, because don't forget, תרי"ג מצוות were only a means to reach the end of אהבת השם, ואינו צריך להשלים מה שאין בידו לקיים, שכבר זכה לתכליתם. This is, it's a big יסוד, wow, it's a חידש. Yeah, it doesn't work like that. That's a cardiac. You can't really love Hashem, it's fake. You can't love Hashem if you don't listen to Him. Loving means to listen to Him too. You can't, think of any relationship in life, your parents, your spouse, whatever. You can't love your parents and then just completely fife them on, like everything they tell you. Your spouse, can you imagine? I love you, Allah, and she asks, your wife asks you for something, or, you know, you want, I love you, whatever. You know, actions speak louder than words. That's what it is. Love is just an overused, you know, liberal term. I love, whoa, take it. No, love means to fuse with the other person, or in this case with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't fake love. Oh, I love. No, you don't love if you're not doing. Love takes sacrifice. Any relationship. Love takes sacrifice. If you're not willing to sacrifice, you certainly love yourself, but not the other person. Evantem? One more. ועוד יובן הטעם, שמי ששב בתשובה מאהבה נהפכים לו זדונות לזכויות, שלכאורה אינם מובן, everybody knows the famous Gemara, if you're חוזר בתשובה מאהבה, all of your זדונות, even, you know, terrible avirot that were done on purpose, they turn to zchuyot, not even shogeg, it goes all the way up to zchuyot, to mitzvot. איך יכול להיות? He says, שלכאורה אינם מובן, וכי לא די בכך שנמחקים לו עוונותיו, ואיך יתהפכו להיות כאילו קיים במקומם מצוות? ואומנם, קיים מצוות אהבת השם, אבל חיסר הרבה מצוות. Yeah? How can it be if he didn't actually do these mitzvot, and just by doing avirot and being shav b'tshuva me'ahava, you gained those mitzvot? You didn't do them. How did they turn into mitzvot? Ella, use the yesod. Use the l'shitaso. Yeah? Do it. Hashem is l'shitaso. Yeah? Which is... Nachon? I mean, we... That's like overkill lumbus, you know what I'm saying? Like, says what? You know, You know I don't like Lishitasun. Yeah, I don't like them. To a certain extent, it just shows that a person's novice in learning, meaning you just discovered that the Rambam happens to agree with himself. I'm saying the Rambam always agreed with himself. You just discovered that there's another halacha. Whoa! That was always a pet peeve. I always didn't like them. And like in the yeshiva world, which is great, when you, if you pull off the shitaso, that's like a touchdown. You know what I'm saying? That's like fourth quarter down in the Super Bowl, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And you just score. Whoa! Yeah? You're just an explosive astro burst of lumbus, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Do you disagree? I don't know. So, Vyomnam, I feel bad for the people listening to this on tape. You know what I'm saying? They just don't. They. Some people listening, they're like, "What's all this shit?" Mazad davar hazeh. Vyomnam, kayam mitzvat ahavat Hashem. אבל חיסר הרבה מצוות, אלא מאחר ששב מתוך אהבה, כבר זכה להגיע אל המדרגה הגבוהה של דבקות בהשם יתברך, ואין הוא מוכרח לאמצעים המובילים אל המטרה הזאת בקיום המצוות, ולכן עכשיו, כמי שקיים את כל התרי"ג מצוות, he says, the point of the mitzvot is to reach אהבת השם. If you שב בתשובה שלמה מתוך אהבה, you already reached that level, and therefore you don't actually need to be מקיים those mitzvot in order to get that שכר, hence, Zedonot Na'asin Lo Kishgagot, says the Gaon HaMetzion. Bezat Hashem will continue next week.